The number of students taking courses at Iowa's community colleges this fall is down. The Department of Education's Community College Administrator, Jeremy Varner, says a report that is recently out gives a quick look at what's happening at the schools.
This is really just a slice of those credit students that are enrolled in the fall. And essentially what we're seeing is that at Iowa's 15 community colleges, enrollment this fall has slipped about 0.6%. to just over 93,000 students statewide.
He says the report that they will put out in January will look at the entire school year enrollment, but this gives an early look of what's happening.
Iowa's community college enrollment throughout its history is generally, it's a history of growth. There aren't too many years where we've seen declines, but we had such tremendous growth during the recession. We're seeing that correction, and now it appears to be sort of leveling off.
Varner says the overall drop in the fall came as there has been an increase in high school students taking community college courses.
That was up over 5%. Over the past several years, we continue to see year-over-year growth in that area. The students graduating from high school today have, many more opportunities to pursue college credit coursework than students did, 10 years ago.
Johnson says you need to look at the individual community colleges to get a clearer picture of the enrollment.
We had about 60 enrollment gains while 8 saw declines this past year. And there's a variety of different factors, and you have to kind of look at the trend lines to really understand what's going on there. There's a lot of different reasons for that variability, but some saw declines as much as 8% this fall. And some saw growth as much as nearly 8%.
He says keeping enrollment steady is important to the schools.
Community colleges are more tuition dependent than they were 15 years ago. So when institutions see declines in enrollment, they really feel it.
Iowa Valley saw the largest drop in fall enrollment at 7.6%. Des Moines Area Community College, or DMAC, dropped 5.2%. Western Iowa Tech last 3.8%, or lost 3.8%, that is. And Northeast Iowa was down 1.4%. Iowa Lakes lost 1% of its enrollment. Also, Indian Hills saw the biggest gain of 8.2%, while Kirkwood was at 3.7%, Southwestern at 3.5%, Northwest was up 3.1%, Eastern Iowa had a 3% increase, and Hawkeye Community College saw a 1.5% increase. Iowa Central and Iowa Western colleges both lost 0.9% in enrollment. Johnson says each school has some key things that impact their enrollment.
Each institution has its own context. It has its own labor market conditions. They have their own recruitment efforts. They have their own competitors. All these things sort of bleed over each other.
And the community college enrollment is made up of 90% Iowans. Around 40% are full-time students. Police in Council Bluffs say one person suffered non-life-threatening injuries after a vehicle crashed into a home at around 9:05 p.m. Sunday. Officers were dispatched to 105 Glenview Drive in a single vehicle accident in which a vehicle drove into the residence. Officers arrived on the scene and located the passenger of the vehicle and were told by witnesses that the driver, later identified as Andrew Smook of Omaha, fled the scene. Officers secured the passenger, identified as Jim Schaefer of Council Bluffs, and checked 105 Glenview for occupants. Officers located three occupants, all of whom were not injured. Schaefer was taken to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha as a precaution for treatment of his injuries, which appeared to be non-life-threatening. The city building inspector was contacted, and upon his arrival, he inspected the duplex and found damage to only be to the window area of the home and not affecting the support structure itself. Officers eventually located Smook at an address in Omaha and cited him for various traffic offenses and then released by Council Bluffs Police. The charges include exhibition driving, failure to maintain control of a vehicle, and leaving the scene of an injury accident. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday personnel with Stewart Ambulance, Stewart Police, and the Adair County Sheriff's Office responded to a single vehicle rollover accident Sunday at around 6:10 p.m. The accident happened about 3 miles south of Stewart on Adair County Road P-28 near the intersection with 130th Street. Officials say the patient was transported to Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. No other information was released. Sheriff's deputies in Adair County arrested a Greenfield woman last Friday in connection with the August 27th theft of prescription drugs from an apartment in Greenfield. 40-year-old Heather Louise Dunmeyer was arrested for allegedly having in her possession 10 tramadol pills, for which she did not have a prescription. The drug is used to treat moderate or severe pain. Dunmire was charged with criminal trespass, theft in the fifth degree, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of a drug violation, or a prescription drug violation. She was being held in the Adair County Jail on $300 bond. Authorities say no injuries were reported following a fire in Guthrie Center Sunday afternoon that heavily damaged a residence. The blaze at 104 North 2nd Street was reported around 1 p.m. Sunday. The house was fully engulfed in smoke or flames when crews arrived on the scene soon after they'd been notified. Firefighters from Panora and Guthrie Center provided mutual aid. Personnel were on the scene for about 4 hours but couldn't save the home. The cause of the fire, which destroyed the basement and first floor, was under investigation. Police in Glenwood arrested 26-year-old Joshua Madsen of Glenwood Friday. Madsen was charged with assault by use of or display of a weapon and unlawful possession of a prescription drug. His bond was set at $3,000. Authorities report also 26-year-old Gary Ewert of Glenwood was arrested Sunday for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. Police in Red Oak arrested a man on drug charges Sunday. Officials said Monday the 42-year-old Sean Allen Ponton was arrested at around 10:15 a.m., or p.m., that is, at the intersection of South Broadway and 3rd Avenue and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Ponton was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 cash bond. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a defense lawyer says a Sioux City man accused of fatally stabbing his girlfriend plans to use an insanity or diminished capacity defense. Attorney Mike Williams last week filed notice with the court for his client, Isaac Abdenur. A 35-year-old Abdenur pleaded not guilty to a murder charge in the June stabbing of 43-year-old Cornelia Stead in her Sioux City apartment. Police say the two were romantic partners. Abdenur already has been evaluated by a defense psychologist and is awaiting examination by a prosecution expert. His trial is set to begin January 26th. The news was brought to you by Jacobs and Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.